Welcome to the Music of America podcast, where every week we visit a different state in America and meet a different guest in the music industry. Every day, Monday through Friday, we begin in Alabama and we end in Wyoming. I'm your host, Tom Pollard. Let's talk music here on the Music of America.
The Music of America podcast continues today, day two in Rhode Island. We're in Saunderstown. And a little bit late for St. Patrick's Day, but boy, you're going to love this. If you love Irish music, you're going to love this guest. Mary Pierce is our guest here. We're going to talk about her music and her folk music and her Irish music. It's just a lot of fun. I listened to it before the podcast a couple times this morning. It's just great, great, relaxing music. And we'll talk with her about that in a minute. I want to talk about Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Portsmouth Music and Arts Center is a nonprofit organization dedicated to building community through the arts. They call it PMAC. Okay, PMAC. It's a music and visual arts program or programs that are available for ages 4 to adult, including private lessons, music ensembles, free art exhibits, all kinds of events. PMAC. They build pathways for education and engagement, creating a safe environment where students of all ages can grow, excel, and achieve their full creative potential. There's a place for everyone at PMAC. Visit them today. PMAC, it's www.pmaconline, PMAC online, and learn more about how you can support the Portsmouth Music and Arts Council. It just seems so appropriate to talk about that since we're going to be talking about folk music, and it's just, you guys seem intertwined, you know. Mary Pierce, our guest here. Mary, you're a solo performer and in a music folk group?
Yes, I actually started off about 11 years ago after a trip to Ireland. I had no idea that I was going to be a writer, but I came back writing music with an Irish lilt. So I just kept going with it and put some voice demos on my recording device at the time, and started really fleshing out the songs. They would come from thin air, as I don't know where they come from, but I would after I recorded the songs, I would actually bring them to my sister Margie Jung Quinto, who has really gone to school for music, and she's a pianist, and we would collaborate together and put the chords down, and she would follow with harmony. So it really started off in a really tight sister duo, just sharing them in the living room and with friends. And I would have a series of songs on a demo CD. And I think it was my husband at the time who said, you know, you ought to really go in a studio and record these. So at that point, we went into Loadfish Studios in New York City, and we recorded Miles Away, which is our first CD back in 2011. Had a three-month-old who actually came with us on several in the waiting room. I have a picture of myself holding my daughter, Ainsley. And it was really the start of something beautiful. I went on to write and record Dublin Bay, Hideaway, and Memory Road most recently. And I have enough songs for another album called Warrior, being really identifying the strength of women being warriors of love.
That's such a cool, it's not just writing songs, you're writing songs with mission, you know, mission and passion.
I think that there's some kind of really unique cosmic, but there is a spiritual where your emotion drives the song, and I get a line with a melody. It's usually something in the chorus, and then the words start falling into place. And I think the more that I listen and I sing the chorus part of the music, the verses start falling into place as well.
That's absolutely beautiful. It really is. Because so many times our brain gets in the way of that soul and that passion and that heart and all of that airy fairy stuff. I don't have a word for it, you know, but all of that that's in the cosmic universe that comes together creates music through you. I don't have that ability. I don't have that gift.
It's unique. I think it's about being open, and I'm very close to nature. I go on a lot of walks. I'm a gardener. There's a lot of things that contribute to the person who I am. And I think that comes out in any artist, what you're closest to. I have a beautiful family. I grew up with three sisters, and my mother was a folk artist when she was young. Wow. She wasn't a writer, but she was part of a community group of women who played Joan Baez, Simon Garfunkel, and they were really so instrumental and inspiring to me as a child, even though I really didn't realize it until later on.
That's too funny. Well, no, people don't know this, but while we were setting up today, we were having some technical difficulties. And while we were trying to connect, I'm sitting here doodling around, and I'm looking up the lyrics and chords to Dangling Conversation and Homeward Bound, both Simon and Garfunkel songs, because I was supposed to be jamming tonight with some of my buddies, and we can't because two of them took ill. So I'll just play on my own. I'm like, what do I want to play tonight? And that's just, I guess, by listening to your music today, that probably is what inspired me. I just wanted to play that kind of mellow, folky, more type of music instead of, you know, jamming out to Talking Heads and Take Me to the River, you know?
Yeah, like I said, I think it starts with just allowing the creativity to work itself out and not try to get in the way of the creative work that's happening. And most recently, the last few years, I've been collaborating with Irish musicians, which has been a wonderful, beautiful fit to the music and the inspiration. And I've written songs after coming back from recording, written more songs after being inspired by them in the recording studio.
I get it, yeah.
There is a lot of crossover, I think, and between my music and the Irish culture, the Irish history, what the Irish have endured over the years. And so the two people that I have to thank, the first is Gabriel Donahue, who actually had toured with the Chieftains a while back, and numerous Irish and American artists, yep. Broadway as well, Broadway singers. And I think when I met him right before going into Hideaway, recording Hideaway, it was really the first time I had collaborated with an Irish musician. And when we play Hideaway, you'll know how beautiful that came about, yep. As we contributing to the music.
What were you doing before you got bitten by the Blarney bug?
You know, I've always loved music. I was in the sciences, though. I'm a science major.
Oh.
I went to physical therapy school. That didn't really work out, but I was still stayed in kind of medical education and medical studies for a long time. But my love was always music, so I always found time to do something musical. And then when the writing started, there was no way I could stop it.
Right.
You know, writers go through times where they write a lot, and then maybe there'll be a lull, mm-hmm. when you don't write as much. During COVID, that was a time where it was a lot of, you know, time in solitude and time in reflection. And there's so many things that we learned through that time period, and we learned what we wanted in life, and maybe what we would avoid, and we would avoid isolation. Basically, that it taught me how much I love to be interacting with people, and how important it is to, yeah. be connected, for everyone to be connected, and how the music can connect people in a beautiful way.
What kind of music were you playing before Irish music, though? Were you playing guitar? Were you playing piano? Well, your sister's the pianist, right?
No, I was in choirs growing up. I did musical theater. I was Adelaide and Guys and Dolls.
Guys and Dolls, yeah.
I did numerous choirs, but I didn't pick up an instrument until about 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I felt as though it would complete it if I could at least get become an artist where I can really reach with guitar and sing the song as well. It kind of completes the essence of the song, bringing it out to other people. So that's worked out. It's worked out pretty well.
It worked out really well, yeah.
On larger events, I have a wonderful guitarist who I started with, Rudy Baroness Colas, who's in New York. David Shenton is my producer, and he started with me the first day where I sent him a couple of demos, and I said, collaborate and find a studio to record these. And Anna Leinbach, who is just beautiful on fiddle. So she's part of the early group. And I think we just evolved because I moved up to Rhode Island. So I kind of was started reaching into the Boston area for other musicians, especially the fiddlers.
Yeah.
Elias Cardoso and now Kate Metzvig, who actually tours with Celtic Thunder, who is just a lovely person and quite a talent.
There's such a rich Irish heritage in both Boston and New York, and you're right there, you know. So there's got to be a big demand for your type of music, and then yours is all original. So it's refreshing because it's the flavor of Irish folk, but it's all original. It's nothing that you're tired of hearing because it's all fresh. That's really cool.
And I love the traditional music. I would love to get to more sessions. I'm thinking of going to fiddle camp up in Maine this summer. I have a wonderful fiddle player that I play with up there as well. And but some of the music that you'll find when we record this new album, because I'm recording with my sister Margie, there's a little bit of like Carole King, 60s, 70s going on. That's not Irish. It's more guitar and piano. So I think the diversity in the instruments always makes it a unique album. You're not just going to have, 13 songs with only guitar. It is refreshing to hear the different instruments. And the way that I come about with that is basically just listening to my demo and listening to what would fit best. And it's just something that happens organically. So. Yeah.
We brought up the song Hideaway a couple of times. It's the first song we're going to play here. Was that inspired by a place that you found in Ireland or?
No, actually, that song was written in Texas. I lived in Rhode Island and our business brought us to Texas, Austin, Texas for 4 years. And really, I didn't do a whole lot of music down in Austin because I was working full time, taking care of my family. And I was part of a group a church group actually. And it was part of a youth group. So we would sing songs with the teens and just kind of come together as community. And one day we were getting together and we got a call from a woman who was really struggling. She was on the street. She had lost a lot in her life. And she had small children. So we got together and we helped this woman really get back on her feet. And the one thing that I can say that you can give it, you can give money, you can give their meet their needs, but the best or the thing that really will stay with them is their friendship and the love and compassion that you have for people who are struggling. So I think the Hideaway is really being that person for someone else. And they could be near or far, doesn't matter. But if someone really cares about you and knows that they have your back, that's how it came to be. So Hideaway is being there for someone.
How long did it take you to write that?
You're not going to believe this, but probably about 10 minutes.
That's what I was going to say. I have this theory. I really do. I have this. There are celestial beings out there we call music. Okay. And when your pathway is open to them, they just take over. And I can try for months and maybe come up with a good couple of words together. Someone like you can sit down and write an entire song and it's as good as Hideaway. So it's pretty cool. A great gift. The song is called Hideaway. Our guest today, Mary Pierce from Saunderstown in Rhode Island. And we're going to hear Hideaway right now here on the Music of America podcast.
Dusk, I said. sit wondering what tomorrow brings. These hands are worn, life's colors start to fade. In solitude, I close my eyes and pray to him. The sun will rise, rise another day. You are my hide away from home. Then I catch my breath, running down the road. You are my thank you.
Hideaway with Mary Pierce from Saunderstown, Rhode Island, here on the Music of America podcast. I'm your host, Tom Pollard, and we'll get back to talk to Mary and talk a little about her Irish connection and a couple more of her songs. But first, I want to talk about this. River Ridge Farms, Jeffersonville, Vermont. Vermont's recreation lover's dream. It's a gorgeous vacation rental nestled in the Green Mountains of Vermont. River Ridge Farms is an escape to everything wonderful that Vermont has to offer. It's a historic farmhouse that sits atop 16 acres of fields with mountainous views, a pasture, a pond, tree-lined river frontage. Go enjoy this beautiful spot right in the heart of the Green Mountain State, along with the multiple nearby ski resorts and mountain resorts, breweries, distilleries, biking and hiking trails, and other tourist activities. This spot is unique due to its multiple mountain views and the resident farm animals. When you book your stay there, set up with Diana, the owner, host, manager, whatever, about interacting with the pets, the animals. You'll love it as much as they do. The pigs especially. They're just so much fun. Or just have a comfortable farm stay in this modern farmhouse, which sleeps 11 guests easily. There's enough space there to throw events like graduation parties, retirement parties, or just relax and rejuvenate in the beautiful mountains of Vermont. Check them out. River Ridge Farms are on Facebook and through Airbnb, but because there are so many Airbnbs called River Ridge Farms, you have to differentiate. So it's River Ridge Farms, Jeffersonville, Vermont's recreation lover's dream, River Ridge Farms in Jeffersonville. Mary Pierce, our guest, who is also a Northeasterner, and I heard you say Maine, and I know if there's a Connecticut connection. I know you're in Rhode Island, so have you been to Vermont?
Yes.
Where have you gone?
Time's up there. I'm not the best skier, but I have been up there and enjoyed the green trails.
Yeah.
Vermont, and I had some family up there as well.
Oh, really? Where about? Like in around Stowe or Killington? Warren?
Well, I think I'm in the town. Okay. But they've been up there for quite a long time. They had a farm for a little while, and it escapes me right now.
That's right. There's a cute little story, and I know you're going to love this because it's really cute. I was in pest control up there, and I was dealing with a lady and her husband that had a problem with wood-destroying organisms, we'll just say. And while I was there, I was in awe looking out across the valley at Sugar Loaf Mountains or whatever it is. I said, that's just beautiful. She goes, well, that's where we met. Now this was these people are in their 90s. Okay. And back in the early part of the 20th century, they had men's ski clubs and women's ski clubs. And every year they would go and meet, and that's where they met. And so every year they met each other at Sugarbush Mountain. And they eventually married and had a life together. And when they retired, they bought this particular house because it looked right out in the valley, but they could see the mountain where they first met.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that a great story?
I take a detour when I go to Lake George with my kids and family. I started going through Vermont.
Uh-huh.
And now we all go through Vermont since it's such a pretty ride.
Uh-huh.
Around, down Massachusetts.
Wonderful, especially in the fall. It's a good news, bad news thing. The good news is it's absolutely gorgeous. The bad news is everybody else on the planet knows that now. So getting around, like especially like up in Stowe or up in the Northeast Kingdom, it's normally very easy to just drive around. But when the peepers, they call them, when the peepers hit, it's hectic.
It's a busy time.
So tell us, are you Irish? Is your heritage Irish?
I got the light eyes and green eyes. They're from my grandmother, who was from Rhode Island. She was Irish, English, Scotch, Dutch, and French. So primarily, I believe, England and Northern Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother is, my father's full Italian, and my mother is 50% Italian. But my mother's mother also had light eyes. So not sure where they came from. But which side of the family, but really I'm 75% Italian, but when I write music, Irish music, and I sing Irish music, I'm 100% Irish. And you kind of have to be. I think you kind of get immersed in the culture and the people, and I've been over there a few times now second to last time, I had just those few songs on a CD, and I walked into a bar, and the gentleman there said, "Well, so and so over here, he plays guitar. Give them that CD, and he'll come back tomorrow, and we can sing them, and he can play them with you."
Oh wow!
The following night, I was able to debut a few of those newer songs at the time, which was on the CD Miles Away in Ireland. So that was a fun time.
It's on my bucket list. I was going to go when I was 60. That was 8 years ago. So I'm a little behind on my bucket list. But my daughter and son-in-law honeymooned in Ireland. And one of my favorite stories they told, they went to a little pub and they were sitting in this pub and they're just having a pint and enjoying the atmosphere. All of a sudden, somebody just starts singing some Irish song all by himself, a cappella, just blah, 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 you know, and he's singing and everybody's done and like golf clapping, you know, and they just go about their business. And a little later on, somebody else starts singing a song. It's like, I just feel like singing a song. So I want to sing a song. And they said that's just the vibe of that place. Like, it's so cool to just, you know, the image of that, of just being there and all of a sudden you're having dinner, having a drink, all of a sudden just somebody starts singing and beautiful, beautiful tenors, you know, all of them.
Yeah, it's been an inspiration when I go back there and I just sit and listen to the traditional music or individuals singing. Some of my favorites are even like Christy Moore. He's a wonderful songwriter, sings from the heart. Danu, Clannad, they're Cherish the Ladies. They're all so inspirational. But like you said, you go back to the small little pubs and you really get a feel of the history and the culture. So beautiful.
Now, we talked briefly about your women's folk group, right? Are they in all of the songs we're playing here, or just in one or two, or what?
Yeah, Women Folk, I came up with that name maybe not that long ago. It was just always Mary Pierce Band, Mary Pierce Music. Uh-huh. But I think Women Folk really describes the essence of the group, starting with my sister and I, and then Anna Lineback, who was on the early music, and now Kate Metzig and Pat Mandan. All these sensational artists, and Lindsay Kahn also, she's just over the bridge in Newport, two bridges in Newport, to play locally and kind of get in this area has been really fantastic. We've also played up in Maine. I played a little bit down in Austin, actually played with a couple of musicians from down there. So the Women Folk is evolving, and it has the original group, and now it kind of is evolving into more of Irish players. But it doesn't mean I wouldn't call Anna or any of the other musicians to play on a gig, because I often do. But a lot of it becomes logistical, where the gigs are and what's best for Women Folk.
Yeah, if you're playing in Westport, Connecticut, you might ask somebody that's closer to Connecticut, right, to sit in or something. Yeah.
Or New York.
Yeah.
But the music is the same. And I think that's the beauty of playing with different artists or different musicians, is they bring something slightly unique. They'll do it a little different, you know, and their styles are unique, which just adds depth to the songs.
Who's playing with you on Misty Morning?
Misty Morning was recorded up in Maine, and with Gabriel Donahue. He's a multi-instrumentalist.
Okay.
I think probably is up to about 11 or 12 instruments, maybe.
Wow.
But primarily guitarist, piano, Irish whistle, flute. And we recorded this during COVID in 2021. I have it written down here, so I remember. August of 2021. He created, built his own studio, a home studio up there in a barn. And I decided to go up and see what it was all about and see if I could get these songs recorded. And it was magical. I have to tell you, it was magical. What his, you know, the first time when I first went up there, sitting at the picnic table outside, he said, "I want you to play the song and sing the song."
Wow.
His from that he gets the essence of the song, which is not just the tempo, it's the feel of the song. And and he used to be with the chieftains. It wasn't intimidating, but it could have been for somebody, very comfortable. But when you have it the way it was written, and of course it's organic as you go along, they can just go with it. And he we layered in guitar and vocals, and then he layered in the whistle after that.
It's got such a, ironically, I was listening to it this morning. I'm having a coffee and I'm like, this is just idyllic for me. I could close my eyes and transport into like a little bit of a fog laying over in a knoll or something. And it was just beautiful, the imagery to, that came to me just from listening to it.
Yeah, later in the I layered in the harmonies after that. So the inspiration behind the song, and I have something. Can I read it? Is it
Yeah,
okay?
absolutely.
The first night of spring, misty morning, the spotted salamanders and the wood frogs leave their underground burrow to make their way to their birthplace and court their mates through song. And under the melted snow, we see the first flowers in bloom. Our seasons tell a story and take us on a journey. The quiet reflection of autumn, the stillness of winter, the push to emerge and grow in spring, and the exuberance of summer run into me and carry me through the salt sea. So it really became that first sign of spring, which is the first night that it's misty. And it's a misty night, but I call it misty morning. All of this happens. I have been, even 5 years ago, I've been part of a group through University of Rhode Island. We stop traffic in the middle of the road so the salamanders can go to
Oh, no kidding.
pond,
How fun.
start hopping. Some of them don't make it.
Yeah.
Most of them do. So I was kind of part of that, and that was part of the inspiration behind it.
Well, I don't think I'll hear any salamanders in the song, but I'm certainly going to listen for the image of that, of what that feels like. Mary Pierce, our guest here, and the next song we're going to hear, Misty Morning, on the Music of America podcast.
Run into me.
Misty Morning with Mary Pierce here on the Music of America podcast. Let me introduce you to Trevor and Eileen Bild of Otel Universe, O-T-E-L. It's Ordinary to Extraordinary Life. They've created, produced, and managed the largest all-original indie music Roku channel, Otel Music Videos. They love to give back to help others be seen and heard for their life legacy. They welcome new subscribers from a variety of genres, including Irish music. Hint, hint, hint. Visit their website at www.oteluniverse.com. So it's like hotel without the H. When you're there, click on the What is Roku tab. There'll be a drop-down menu and you click on the Roku channels, complete the submit video form, and then submit your videos. Now, Roku is seen in about 160 countries and a viewership of over 80 million active accounts worldwide. You're missing out if you're not having your videos watched at the OtelUniverse.com website through Roku. Be sure to add them to your favorite channels on your Roku menu. Watch and give them a 5-star rating. Again, it's the Otel Universe, www.OtelUniverse.com. That's like hotel without the H. Mary Pierce, our guest in the Music of America podcast. Mary, have you done, I always differentiate doing a music video versus posting a video of your music. So have you ever done either or?
We have a few music videos out. A few of the songs we've done, Yellow, Fall on Me. Think of the other ones. There are a few on my YouTube site.
Yeah.
And the other ones are on Spotify as well as YouTube.
And these are like fully produced with image and story and stuff, not just you singing in different background scenes, right?
Yeah, it's well put together.
Yeah.
I think it's. I'd like to do a few more. They're just costly.
Yeah.
But I'd really love to have one where we combine kind of nature as well as studio scenes of the actual people playing, because I feel like they don't get as much credit as they should be. Trying to incorporate them in the title of the song too, but it gets really so. But videos are a way to bring it to life.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah, I like that. You really dig the creative process. You can just tell how you talk about it. Like performance is so It's really about the creative process, about the writing, about having the feelings, putting those emotions, doing all that, building all that from a creative space. Am I accurate on that?
Absolutely. I went about 5 years writing and recording, and I was in that flow for a long time, and I really didn't do a lot of performing. I performed maybe 2 or 3 times a year, because when you're in that creative flow, that is the focus, and it's really, you're kind of just being led. You're not leading. Something yeah, else.
Right.
This creative journey. But now I think I'm at a point where I really would love to share it more, especially with my sister, Margie. We have beautiful harmonies that we do together. And yeah, but the process, it's all about the process to me. And the relationships and the building of the camaraderie with the musicians and, you know, kind of getting deeper into the songs as you play them.
So my great, 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 maybe grandmother was O'Keefe from the county of Cork in Ireland. And my great, 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 great grandfather was a Hayden, and he's from Dublin. So I'm really excited about this next song because it's titled Dublin Bay. Tell me about that, please.
Dublin Bay came about, I think, after one of my visits over there. We had kind of gotten into the folklore, and I was really started reading the stories, and you know, I never really read a lot of fantasy growing up, but it really kind of was inspiring in a lot of ways. So Dublin Bay is an actual place, and I don't know if I knew that it was a place when I wrote it, which is really ironic.
Oh, really?
Figured there's probably a Dublin Bay something. It's not called Dublin Bay, but it is. It's on the East Coast, in the Irish Sea, and it's about what I was inspired about was this mythical and mystical creature who was sort of this fairy lover, and she had all this beauty, but she also had this presence where poets and writers would be inspired by her, and it's kind of like it flows. It tells a little bit about her, how she couldn't return the love that someone had for her, but she can't live without him, and she can't leave Ireland without him. So it's one of my it's just an interesting song where it's very open for other people to interpret. And but I wrote here that poets, artists, and musicians and writers are moved by her presence alone. If she can be found, they go on a quest to find her, the shadow on the ground, their fate unknown. So
it's like a human manifestation of a muse.
Yeah, some of the things that are happening are not positive, I guess, with the people who are trying to find her, yet they're drawn to her more and more, and the creativity comes out. So, but it is an actual place, Dublin Bay.
It's really cool. We're going to give it a listen. This is the last song we're going to hear today from Mary Pierce, and the song called Dublin Bay.
Captive cast. Then I heard a voice that said, "You will be." see the shadows on the ground. La da dee da 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 dee da dee da 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 da. How will I leave this land without him by my side? The breath was cold and I knew and felt the shivers of the sky. It's time to leave this land of mine, I must take good care. But my heart is full of thunder that I cannot bear. Your memory of love stands deep within my heart. No, it's true, from me to you, we will never be apart. And now, where is this love I found? And now, we bathe in tears I've made. Until the day, I see the shadows on the ground. Da da dee da 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 dee da dee da 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 da. How will I leave this land without him by my side? The breath was cold and I knew to walk the shadows on the ground. And now, where is this love I found? And now, we bathe in tears I made. Until the day, I see the shadows on the ground. La da dee da 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 dee da dee da 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 dee da 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 dee da dee da da. Without him by my side, the breath was cold and I knew, oh, I know the truth, feel the pulse as I gaze. It's your shadow on the
Mary Pierce with Dublin Bay here on the Music of America podcast. You make me want to move up the date on my bucket list, Mary. I can't wait to go to Ireland now, and I'm going to listen to your music like every day, I think. It's just wonderful and relaxing, and it puts me in a spiritual place. It's probably the best way to describe it, so thank you. Thank you for that gift.
Thank you so much, John.
This is the segment of the show that's about all I have to say here, because this is when you talk now. We call this shameless self-promotion. This is where we talk about like where we can find you, your music, your videos, your merch, and how we can support you. So tell us what's coming. I know you said an album's coming out, so let's hear about that and everything else.
Sure. My music is found. Let me try that again. My music can be found on www.musicofmarypierce.com. And you can find upcoming performances as well as videos and links to Spotify. My albums are on there, and as well as the new ones. Well, the new ones are coming. Warrior is on its way. I think we're going to be recording that in the upcoming maybe 3 months from now. I like to record in the summer. I feel vocally, the voice is warmed up. I do a lot of swimming and biking and running, and all very good for the lung capacity. Yeah. And hopefully I'll have some of my musicians will be available as well. We're going to be in a festival up here in Bristol. They are confirming a date, either July 23rd or August 8th, I believe. So there are a couple of summer series going on in Narragansett and the surrounding area that we're going to be performing in. We have a wonderful, it's a private event, but I wanted to mention that we do go up to Travis Mills Foundation in Maine. It's a retreat for severely injured military, and they bring entire family up and they rebuild the entire family. It's quite inspiring. And we've been up there. This is our third or fourth year bringing the music. It fits in very well with their mission. And they have activities for the veterans. They have activities for the spouses as well as the children. And the music is just a nice fit for the event that they have up there every year.
So cool. That's so cool. Thank you for doing that on behalf of every military person I've ever met in my life. That's just amazing. I love it when I hear stories like that. That's
very special.
Videos, Warriors coming up, you said maybe in the summer, videos all available on your website. And are you going to be in Vermont, New Hampshire, or Maine anytime this summer?
Hopefully, maybe New Hampshire. I actually won an award in 2023 that I forgot to mention with the Portsmouth Maritime Folk Festival.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and it had been going on for about 20 years. I think this was their last year doing the festival.
Oh.
But my music early in 2023, and one of my songs, Life We Used to Know, received an award, second place. So I was really happy about that. And it was also featured on WICN Hope Revival Radio.
Do you enter into that? Is it ISA, ISSA? Have you entered into that before?
I think I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'll be doing that soon.
Cool. Well, we look forward to seeing you, I guess, play singing with the Philharmonic, right?
Absolutely.
That'd be fun.
Well, I'm going to start with some Irish groups and tag along, like Cherish the Ladies, or I love their traditional music, but they really need a Irish or a songwriter who has an Irish flair. I think it'll work. Also, I'm going to call Joni Madden and see if I can open for her.
It'd be great. And get down to South Carolina, check out the Bog Rats.
Sure will.
All right. Mary Pierce, our guest today here on the Music of America podcast. Up next, we're headed to Warwick, Rhode Island. A duo called Two Showed Up. You don't want to miss it. That's tomorrow. Two Showed Up here on the Music of America podcast.
You've been listening to the Music of America podcast. If you like today's show, please go to the website at www.musicofamericapod.com or our Music of America podcast Facebook page. Like us and follow the show and episodes. We tally the votes of all our shows, and the most listened to shows will be rebroadcast on our best of shows at the end of the season. I look forward to having you with us again and listening to the Music of America.